I could hear my heartbeat before I even unzipped the suit. That soft, pulsing rhythm under my skin always comes first. The anticipation, the little electric tremble that crawls up my spine every time I reach for the latex. It's strange, really, how a simple material can feel more intimate than skin itself. But tonight wasn't just about wearing it. Tonight was about surrendering to it. The black catsuit lay folded on my bed like a living thing, glossy under the dim golden light. I ran my fingertips over the surface and felt that familiar glide, cold at first, almost shy, before warming beneath my touch. I whispered to myself, "Just breathe, take your time." I always talk myself through the beginning, because once the suit is on, I'm not the same woman anymore. I grabbed the lube, warming it in my palms, and began coating the inside of the suit. Slowly, ritualistically, my breath deepened as I slid one leg inside, feeling the latex suction upward, hugging my calf, then my thigh, then stopping just below my hip. It clung to me with a sticky kiss, molding itself to every curve. When I put in the second leg, the pressure doubled that perfect, tight embrace that makes my body feel like it's being claimed. "God," I whispered as I pulled it over my hips. The zipper tugged the material closer, compressing my waist, shaping me, controlling my breathing. By the time I slid my arms in and zipped it all the way to my neck, I was no longer just inside the suit. I was part of it. Latex doesn't just sit on you, it holds you. I walked to the mirror, my heels tapping softly on the floor, and stared. The woman looking back at me wasn't the shy girl who hides her trembling hands under oversized sweaters. She was sleek, dangerous, almost unreal. The suit reflected the room like a dark mirror, tracing the curves of my breasts, tightening across my stomach, sharpening the line of my waist. I trailed a finger from my collarbone down to my navel and felt the latex tighten under the pressure. The sensation shot straight between my legs. There's something about being compressed, wrapped, sealed, that turns every touch into a command. I felt my thighs clench involuntarily. I turned on the dim red lamp beside the bed, letting the warm glow wash over me. It made the latex gleam like wet ink. I climbed onto the sheets, the suit making soft creaking sounds with every bend of my knees. The sound alone made me wetter. My hands slid down my body again, slower this time. I cupped myself through the suit and nearly gasped. Latex muffles touch, but also amplifies the sensitivity beneath. My hips pushed forward on their own, seeking more pressure, more friction. I rubbed slow circles, the material stretching and snapping back against me. The heat inside the suit was building fast, trapped against my skin, melting into arousal. I lay back, spreading my legs, feeling the latex pull tight over everything. My breathing was shallow now, fogging the air in my throat. I pressed harder with my fingers, grinding my palm into myself until my eyes fluttered shut. The zipper, God, that damn zipper. I reached down, tugging it open just enough to slide my fingers inside. sudden rush of cooler air against my hot, needy skin made me moan out loud. I pushed two fingers inside myself, the wetness coating my knuckles instantly. My hips rose to meet the movement, the latex stretching around my hand like it wanted to swallow it. I pumped slowly, savoring the pressure, the contrast between my bare heat and the constricting material surrounding it. Each thrust echoed up my spine. My free hand gripped the latex over my breast, squeezing hard, feeling the material squeak lightly under my palm. The pace quickened without me meaning to. My hips rolled, my thighs trembled inside the suit, my breath turning into sharp, soft gasps. The orgasm built fast, too fast, but I couldn't stop it. I didn't want to stop it. My fingers curled, hitting that place inside me that always makes my stomach tighten. "Please don't stop," I whispered to no one. My body arched violently, heels digging into the bed, latex tightening around every quiver as I came hard, pulsing, clenching around my fingers until my whole body shook. The suit held me through it, compressing the aftershocks, trapping the heat, making the pleasure deeper, sharper. I collapsed back against the pillows, chest rising and falling, the latex clinging to me like a second skin, warm, slick, alive. For a moment, the world was silent, except for my breathing and the slow, settling creak of the suit. Then I smiled. I wasn't done, not even close.